Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race. Rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. Hey, aloha, everybody. ALA by Brother Iz sounds just great. And I'm doing this partly. I'm recording it beforehand so I can, because I, for some reason, with Skype, using Skype is what I normally do. I can't see what the volume is. I have no idea what the volume level is. And so in any event, I just felt I would put down a couple of thoughts that were coming to mind about what's going on. And there is a lot that's happening right now, and I know we're all involved in our various things and our various we're all growing, we're all ascending, we're all moving upwards in consciousness and awareness. I have been looking at a few things that I normally might not have, normally wouldn't necessarily look at. I have watched a couple of shows recently, and there, I've watched all four of the Transformers movies. I think there's only four. I was drawn very strongly to watch those. And I also was drawn to watch the Jason Bourne the last Jason Bourne movie, the newest one. And that was really quite an experience as well. One of the things I noticed from that one was that it really is very much exposing what I will call it the dark part of the CIA is up to, and that they are basically... they have these operatives who have been trained from a young age to become soldiers. And a lot of them are specially trained and they have special skills and all this and all that. However, what really hit me from that one was that it's kind of like, I know David Wilcock had mentioned the connection between Google and the CIA, and that the CIA may very well have attempted to take over Google. And that's part of the storyline. There's this guy who looks exactly like, I believe it's Sergey Brin of Google, who originally started one of the originators of Google. And the picture was is that he was that they were kind of approached, as I understand it, they were approached by the CIA to work with them and to develop tools for them to use. However, in the movie, it appeared that this was something which was kind of done under duress. And at one point, the Google guy got to a point where they weren't willing to, he wasn't willing to play along anymore. And so that was one of the things that was part of the movie. And if you haven't seen it yet, I won't tell the whole thing, but essentially, this kind of operation is like, well, when someone doesn't do what you want them to do, and when they start kicking back, they start taking you out. And this show is not necessarily about describing how the military takes people out, but it is about exposure, and it does involve a lot of these things are being brought out, and it validates to me what David is saying, that the positive, we'll call them positive military, or the alliance, is working with various movie producers companies to get this message out, to get the message out about aliens, a secret space program. I mean, Transformers was a great example of that. Some of the craft that are in there, guaranteed, those are part of the secret space program. They look identical. They probably look identical to the secret space program, what they have. But we're talking about... So, in other words, the other thing that happened was is that when this guy finally decided to come out in Las Vegas, Las Vegas, and kind of interrupt the beginning of a big convention, and was going to talk about the deep, dark secret of his cooperation with the CIA, of the company's cooperation with the CIA. Well, the first thing that the immediate thing that the CIA leader guy, Tommy Lee Jones, played by Tommy Lee Jones, was to take him out. Take him out, and also the girl who was working with him, the CIA, just take him out. And this whole thing about, it's like, sort of like, sort of an operation, a place where, you know, I really don't have any connection with that kind of a world. I personally don't operate in, although I don't always advertise what I'm doing, but I don't operate in that kind of arena where everything is being kept quiet and being kept, necessarily in the dark from people. And, you know, personally, I just don't view life as something, you know, people's lives as something that if you don't like somebody, you just take them out. No way. And most people, I'm sure, on this planet do not go that way. However, what really was hitting me was that a lot of these things are being exposed. They're being exposed in various ways. And another show that I, somewhere along the line, I don't know if David Wilcock had mentioned this, but I was reading a Sorcha Fall, whatdoesitmean.com article where they were talking about these embedded Soviet spies during the, we'll call it the Cold War era, where they were actually embedded as families here. They were embedded, and they would have children, and they would raise their children in the United States, but they were really KGB officers, KGB operators. And it's a very, very, I mean, I was sucked into that very strongly for, and I haven't watched one, well, I did watch some yesterday, but I watched the first two seasons in about 2 or 3 days. It was like, zoom, they just kept one after another after another. And I really felt drawn to watch them. And a lot of times when that happens is it's because there's something there that my, whatever you want to call it, my self, my higher self, needs to observe, needs to watch, needs to see. And all of the internal, the kind of the intrigue and the, not the intrigue, but it's just the way that they operated and sort of the secret way and giving signals in a certain way. And of course, that show, the Americans, that show was somewhere in the, I think in the 70s or 80s, during the Reagan years. And it was just a fascinating, it was just really something to see how all these things were going on behind all of the outward appearing political stuff. And so, anyway, it was just really something that struck me as something to watch, and all I can say is I watched it, and I don't know if I got the actual message from it, but I certainly felt like I did. And all I can say is that there was something, you know, when I look at certain things now, as far as, I'm not going to call them political, but what you see on the surface is not at all what you see in press conferences and all these, and even speeches, is not at all what's going on behind the scenes. And that's why I'm in a place where I do not judge anything that, any administration is doing. I really didn't necessarily judge anything during the Obama administration. However, toward the end of that, I was very much aware that at some point, some of the operatives in that administration were infiltrating and they were attempting to overthrow different governments. That was very clear to me. And Lotta Ray with Futurist Trendcast helped me to kind of help me to understand some of those things. I also do not really judge or evaluate. I don't even spend any time trying to judge or evaluate why anyone in the Trump administration is doing what they're doing. I can't say I go along with everything that they do, but it's kind of like I don't know what a lot of these things are there for. I don't know a lot of these things, like the thing with North Korea. I mean, to me, but whatever's going on, there's a lot of things I just don't know. And in the end, for myself, it's not my job to figure it out. It's not my thing to figure it all out. And I really don't spend any time trying to do that. I will say again, I know within my own space that the Donald J. Trump who is in there is there for a specific, very important reason. And he is not a member of either party, the Democrat, Republican thing, but he is there as a clearing out tool. And that may be the only reason he's there. But it's very clear to me that this is what's going on. I did read a Sorcha Fall recently that really resonated, and I will put the link up for that. It was the entitled 7 Days in January, Arrests Began as Trump Counterattacks Against Obama-Clinton Coup. A lot of the things that are in there, I believe some of the things that are put out in this may very well be disinformation or misinformation. They might even be signals to other people to do something. I don't know. But some of the things that were in there really resonated as far as what was actually going on. And that as much as people want to put down Donald J. Trump, some people want to do that. I do feel that in the end, he really does, his group is really sorting through a lot of things. And it needs somebody who's going to be willing to come in and get the job done. So no one has to agree, and no one here just has to agree with it. No one has to agree with any of that. But I can tell you deep within myself, I know that's the case. And that's all I can say. Deep within yourself, you might feel something different. But that's why he's here. There's no doubt about it. So a lot of these things that are going on right now are, I do not try and figure them out. I do not try and figure out what's going on or who's doing this or blah, 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 or blah, blah, blah. I just don't try and do any of that stuff. So, for me right now, the primary reason for me being here is kind of like, I'm getting a lot of things sorted out. I'm still working on my, I might be possibly getting another iPhone, a newer one. And I got a new computer. I've still got some things to kind of upgrade that so it works. So I have, so it works a little better for me. And a few little things like that. I'm not sure why I'm just kind of more centered on some of those things. Some of those physical, outer-seeming things. But to me, this is all getting the tools ready, getting the tools together to do the next phase, to go into the next phase. So all I can say about that is that we are, I believe we're all being retooled. We're being retooled. And the tools are here, but we're also being retooled as human beings, as beings of light. And this can happen on many levels. It can happen on the physical, 3D. For myself, that's one of the things that's happening. It can also happen on the inner. It's happening on the inner. It can also mean that we might be moving or, you might be moving to a new location, getting another workplace or work tool I don't know. But there's a lot of things like that that are happening right now, and the retooling of each of us is a very important phase in order to go in to the next phase. So, you know, whatever that next phase is, and I kind of feel like the beginning of this coming year is very likely the Chinese New Year, also coming in the Chinese New Year, whenever that is. And I don't know what year it is, but it's very important, I feel, that we allow this retooling to happen and to take us to the next phase so that we can go into the next phase already mostly retooled and re-upgraded or whatever you want to call it. Yes, there are many tools here. We've been using certain tools, but sometimes, and it may not have to, anything to do with anything physical, like your computer or your writing instruments, or maybe you have an iPad or an iPhone or something, or a smart other kind of smartphone. But it may just be learning how to use it, and you're learning more about different things where you can get information out more quickly or more easily. In a way that allows you to share what you're here to share. Or, you know, and so maybe that's the case. I don't know. In any event, I kind of want to keep this short because I'm going to upload it. I've got to process it just a little bit, and then I've got to upload it to Blog Talk Radio. So I'm going to do that today, right now. But I want to thank you all for listening. It's a short show today. Continue finding out which tools might need retooling or upgrading, and the inner tools that we need are, you know, all these things. We're dropping things. Things are being dropped away, and then those things that we need are being brought in. So as we drop the older tools, those newer ones will come in, and we will be retooled for the next phase. So I guess that's the title of this deal. Retooling. We're being retooled for the next phase. So aloha, we will talk later, and we will end this one more time with one of my favorite songs, E Ala E by Brother E.
We the warriors born to live, what the land is she can give, defend our birthright to be free, give our children liberty. Hey,